our nation's capital. This is DC Public Safety. I'm your host, Leonard Sipes. We continue our conversations about employing people under supervision. We have before our microphones today for a 10-minute interview, Andre Marr. Andre is the CEO and president of A&E Heating and Air Conditioning here in the nation's capital. He is also involved in something pretty serious. Andre at one time was called up in the criminal justice system. He wants to give back. He started Product of the Product, which is www.productoftheproduct.org, www.productoftheproduct.org, to basically train individuals, again, caught up in the criminal justice system as he was at one time. Before getting on to the interview, our usual commercial, thanks everybody. Thanks to everybody for listening and all the comments, the letters, the emails, and sometimes phone calls. If you need to get in touch with me directly, you can do so via email, Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D, dot Sipes, S-I-P-E-S, at CSOSA.gov, or follow us by Twitter. That's twitter.com/Len Sipes. And again, before our microphones, Andre Marr, the president and CEO of A&E Heating and Air Conditioning in Washington, D.C., to talk about hiring people under supervision. Andre, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Now, you have been doing this company for about 14 years. At one time, you were caught up in the criminal justice system.
Absolutely. At one time, I was a part of the criminal justice system, and last time I was incarcerated was 1984, I'm glad to say.
And you crossed the bridge, as I like to put it. You went from being a tax burden to a taxpayer, and now you're hiring people. And you're hiring not just people under supervision, you're hiring all sorts of people, but you're here today to talk about what it takes to hire people, what employers are looking for in terms of hiring somebody who is under supervision, what goes through their mind. But what caused you to make the break, to go from not just a tax burden to taxpayer, but to business owner?
Well, just the old adage, sick and tired of being sick and tired, was tired of doing the same thing, getting the same results.
Yep. And I've heard that in 40 years in the criminal justice system. I've heard it about 10,000 times. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Somehow, some way, this is my refrain or my response to that. Somehow, some way, we've got to be able to reach that 25-year-old, that 20-year-old. And whoever figures that out is going to win the Nobel Prize. You know what I mean? Instead of reaching that guy who's 40 when he's sick and tired of being sick and tired, of reaching when they're young, when they're still full of pee and vinegar.
Well, actually, it's not all that difficult. What we decided to do was become a product of what we were trying to create. Example is the best teacher. Don't ask me to do something you're not doing yourself.
Amen. So, amen. Example is the best teacher.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, you hire people on who are being supervised by Court Services and Offender Supervision Agency, my agency, and you also are involved in a training program, productoftheproduct.org. But that's been 3 years. You've been doing, you know, heating and air conditioning for 14 years. What do you look for when you're hiring somebody? So a person comes out of the prison system, and he's in Washington, D.C., and he comes to you. And so he did 5 years. And for assault or armed robbery. And he comes to you and he's looking for a job. What's going through your mind?
Well, what's going through my mind is, are you able to maintain clean urines? Do you have a drug problem?
Mm-hmm.
Punctuality and attendance. Those are three major factors. And the biggest barriers that I find in employment in any sector, not just the ex-offender or people coming out of the criminal justice system, but people in general all suffer from these three major infractions.
Andre, do people have to be trained to come to you and find employment? I mean, do they have to know heating and air conditioning, or with the right attitude and, you know, the right motivation, you will train them?
Well, attitude is very important. Preferably, we would like for them to be trained. A&E is no different than any other heating and air conditioning company. If you come to us green and in other words, with little or no experience, then our investment in you wouldn't be reaped for 2 to 3 years.
Sure.
Absolutely.
So there has to. So in your mind, you're looking for a little bit of training.
I'm looking for a little bit of training, but I'm looking for a lot of good attitude.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, I was told a long time ago, excuse me, by a construction company here in town is, and they put it real bluntly, and some people are turned off by that level of bluntness, but they're when they were talking to a group of people who were they thinking about hiring, they said, shut up, show up, no baby mama drama. I expect 8 hours for 8 hours pay. And if I need you to work overtime, if I need you to put in 12 hours that day, that's what you do. That's what I'm looking for. And if you do that, I can give you a good career. What's your response to that?
Well, my response to that is generally the same. However, different people come with different circumstances, different problems. We're living in a different world today. Supervision in itself is a challenge. The urine analysis, the reporting to the parole officer, probation officer. A lot of employers aren't very lenient when it comes to allowing employees mm-hmm. to fulfill some of these responsibilities.
Sure. They want to clean urines. They want the guy to show up sober every day, of course.
Not so much wanting to clean urine, but having to take off to go and participate
you.
In urine analysis.
I
go
hear you.
Take off and participate. And
what can we do as a bureaucracy? We're a federal agency with a local mission here in Washington, D.C. What can this agency do to make it easier for you to hire our people?
Well, I think what the agencies need to do is to continue to provide the close supervision that they're providing, the structure, the urinalysis. I can't emphasize that enough. If we could just stop burning up these cups, a lot of us could become gainfully employed.
Mm-hmm.
But the supervision and the structure overall, I think, is great. The prospective employee just has to learn a little patience and to remember that everything's happening the way it was designed.
Is my agency a help or an impediment? I mean, are we there really working with you to hire the right person and to come to you and say, look, excuse me, there's not an issue in terms of dirty urines. You know, the guy's going to show up on time. If you have problems with him throughout the course of the day, the week, the month, the next year, come back to us. Are we a help or are we a hindrance?
Well, in all fairness and honesty, I would have to say there are pros and cons to both sides of that question.
Mm-hmm.
Through my experience, I found that your agency has been very helpful, very cooperative when they could. They try to understand when they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And they put forth a great effort, I really do believe.
One of the things I do want to remind everybody that you can go to our website, www.csosa.gov, www.csosa.gov. Again, stands for the Court Services and Offender Supervision Agency, a federal parole and probation agency serving Washington, D.C., and you can go to hire the section on hire people in community supervision, and you can provide your own comments, and we really are looking forward to people and getting their opinions, crowdsourcing this issue from the employment to community, the business community, in terms of what it would take for us to do a better job of hiring the people under our supervision. Andre, just a couple minutes left. What's the bottom line for us as an agency in terms of convincing people to take another look at our offenders? We have a stereotype, and people look at the evening news and they read the newspaper, and it's a lot of it is, you know, people doing terrible things to other people, and so people are skeptical about hiring somebody who's served time.
Well, this is true, and that stereotype is going to take a while to suspend. It doesn't always turn out great, but I believe in most cases that most people deserve a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a lot of us could look at our own lives and say, but for the grace, there go I.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could have been me. A lot of us have committed crimes, just haven't been caught for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it could definitely go the other way. But it's been my experience that most of these young men and women who have been caught up in the criminal justice system just want the opportunity to provide for themselves and their own family and you know, to live a productive life.
And that's rather startling, and that's a point that a lot of people don't quite understand, that virtually everybody that I've ever talked to coming out of the prison system, they desperately don't want to go back.
Absolutely.
They desperately want a clean and sober life for themselves. In some cases, they're not quite sure how to get from point A to point B, and they continue within the criminal justice system. But people like you you know, it's, I don't want to say everybody's got to serve time. Everybody's got to come from that life to be part of this. I mean, anybody, you know, can hire somebody, but if you give them an opportunity, in many cases with our help, with the bonding program and the tax benefits of hiring somebody under those circumstances, and again, with our assistance, I think they're going to end up doing well.
Absolutely. I would concur. Absolutely. Someone gave me a chance, and so now it's just my turn to do the same for someone else.
I appreciate what you've done. Our guest today is Andre Marr. Andre is the CEO and president of A&E Heating and Air Conditioning of Washington, D.C. He also, and he's been doing this for 14 years, he also has a training opportunity that he uses to try to give back and to train individuals for jobs who have been caught up in the criminal justice system. That's www.productoftheproduct.org. www.productoftheproduct.org. The telephone number for A&E Heating and Air Conditioning in Washington, D.C. is 202-608-1349. 202-608-1349. Ladies and gentlemen, this is D.C. Public Safety. Again, we appreciate all of the comments that you've made to us throughout the last 3.5 years. We're up to 225,000 requests on a monthly basis for the radio, television show, blog, and transcript, and we want you to have yourselves a very, very pleasant day.